This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When the Quran was revealed, still pleases Allah today. What displeased Allah still displeases Allah. We are trying to please people whose joy is not known, whose displeasure is not known. So we walk in a shop to purchase an article, knowing not if this will impress my wife or depress my wife. Last time she said she liked this, then she said the color wasn't right. I don't know, I'm spending money, time and effort, knowing not if I will earn the benefits of that. There's no doubt if you get up for Fajr, well, your Allah will be pleased or not, He is pleased. Yet we still run around trying to please the creation, whose joy is not known, whose displeasure is not known. So, Nabi alayhi salam asked Ali, Ali, what is the best gift you can give a woman? Ali radiallahu anhu said, I don't know, Nabi of Allah. Ali radiallahu anhu went out. He went to Fatima radiallahu anhu and said, come, I ask you a question. Now imagine we ask this question. Before I give the answer, let every sister ask herself. If your husband is asking you, what's the best I can give you? Your father is asking you, your brother. What won't come in the mind of our sisters and every one of us? So Fatima radiallahu anhu said, the best thing for a woman is, la yarayna al-rijal wa la yarawnahunna. The best thing is, give them such an environment that no strange man cast an evil glance upon them, and they are in such a conducive environment that they are not exposed to any strange man. So Nabi Ali radiallahu anhu got happy, and he came back to Nabi alayhi salam. He said, oh Nabi Allah, I got the answer for you. Nabi alayhi salam said, what's the answer? He said, oh Nabi Allah, the best thing to give a woman, keep her in an environment where you veil her and you save her from influence of men. Nabi alayhi salam said, man allamaka hadha? Who gave you this answer? So Ali radiallahu anhu said, Fatima. Nabi alayhi salam said, yes, that is my Fatima. It can only be my Fatima who will speak like that. Fatima tu buz'atum minni. It can only be my Fatima. No other Fatima will say this. It can only be my Fatima to say this. You study in the throes of death. After Nabi alayhi salam passed away, Fatima radiallahu anhu barely lived for 6 months. She was in the prime of her life, in her 20s. She was young. One day she attended one janaza after the death of Nabi alayhi salam, and then she wasn't very happy how the deceased was covered. So she called Asma radiallahu anha and she said, Asma, listen, I'm very worried the day I pass away and I'm making you in charge. Then she broke few branches from a tree and she made a coffin and she covered it. And she said, Asma, I make you in charge. When I go, you cover me totally. My entire body must be wrapped up. I don't want any strange man to look at the cloth, never mind my body. In one riwayat I read myself, Nabi alayhi salam said, when humanity will congregate before Allah and Fatima bint Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will stand up, then one announcer will announce, oh people, lower your gaze, Fatima wants to walk. Everybody will drop their gaze, then Fatima bint Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will cross. أَمَّا الْمُعَلَّقَةُ بِشَعْرِهَا فَإِنَّهَا كَانَتْ لَا تُغَتِّي شَعْرَهَا. O Ali, O Fatima, the first woman hanging in Jahannam, which I was shown on the night of Mi'raj, she openly fleshed her hair before strange men. As men, we have been told to lower our gaze. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu says, دَخَلْتُ عَلَىٰ عُثْمَانِ ibn عَفَّانِ وَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ إِمْرَأَةً فِي الطَّرِيقِ مِنْ غَيْرِ قَصْدٍ. I was coming to attend the gathering of Uthman ibn Affan, and on the way, unintentionally, my gaze fell on a strange woman. And as I walked into the gathering, Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu said, يَدْخُلُ أَحَدُكُمْ وَآثَارُ الزِّنَا بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ. Some of you are making a presence in this gathering when the signs of zina are vivid on their eyes. So Anas ibn Malik said, أَوَحْيٌ بَعْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Are the doors of revelation still open? Are the doors of revelation still open? So Uthman ibn Affan said, no, it's not revelation through which I've realized this. وَلَكِنْ فِرَاسَةٌ صَادِقَةٌ. It is the inspiration in the heart of a believer by virtue of which I've identified this here. So really, that is the first point that we take to heart. The pride of a woman is in covering herself. وَأَمَّا الَّتِي مُعَلَّقَةً بِلِسَانِهَا فَإِنَّهَا كَانَتْ تُؤْذِي زَوْجَهَا. The second woman who was hung by her tongue in Jahannam was because she was guilty of verbally abusing her husband. Constantly abusing. Now again, there are many cases where it is reversed, where the woman is a victim of abuse and the man is the victor. So whoever has perpetrated the crime, this is the consequences. The Prophet ﷺ gave that sahabi three advisors, أَمْلِكْ عَلَيْكَ لِسَانَكَ. Look after your tongue, cry over your sins and stay indoors. Look after your tongue, cry over your sins and stay indoors. And Nabi ﷺ told Ubadah ibn Samit, عَلَيْكَ بِالصَّمْتِ فَإِنَّهُ مَطْرَدَةٌ لِلشَّيْطَانِ وَعَوْنٌ لَكَ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِ دِينِكَ. Oh Ubadah, try and observe silence. This will enable you to accomplish your spiritual objectives. You know, you have aspirations to obey Allah and you have goals. You want to put those goals into practice. You want to implement it. Try and make silence a common practice and Allah will give you the strength to implement your good intentions. You want to derive strength to accomplish, this is where it lies. There is a beautiful incident I was reading about the fusaha amongst women. Women who were very eloquent and who were very conscious of their speech. We don't realize what we say. One person came to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and he insulted Abu Bakr. Subhanallah. Who was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu? Look at how Abu Bakr responded. He told him, you know, a mouthful, you like this, you like that. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, if I am like what you said, may Allah forgive me. And if I am not like what you said, may Allah forgive you. If I am like what you said, then may Allah forgive me. And if I am not that, may Allah forgive you. That is, you've accused me for something I am not guilty of. When I read this, I cried. I literally cried. And I said, if somebody has to come and tell us something that we are not innocent, we are guilty of. We are guilty of it, and he tells us. How would we respond? And Abu Bakr said, if I have done it, may Allah forgive me. And if I haven't done it, may Allah forgive you. So anyway, Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi says, kharajtu hajjan. I came out for hajj. Ziyarati baytillahi al-haram. To see the house of Allah. Wa ziyarati qabrihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after returning from hajj, in a distance, I seen one elderly person. So as I drew close, I seen it was a woman. So I greeted her and I said, assalamu alaykum. So she said, salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. That peace be upon you, which is a verse Allah speaks about it upon the dwellers of Jannah. So I asked her, you know, she answered, I asked her, ماذا تصنعين في هذا المكان? Oh sister, what are you doing here? So she answered by saying, وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. The one whom Allah misleads, there's none to guide. فَعَلِمْتُ أَنَّهَا ضَلَّ. So I got the message, she's astray, she's lost the road. So I asked her, أَيْنَ تُرِيدِينَ? Where do you intend going? So she said, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِّنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى. All praise belongs to Allah who took Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. So I understood her hajj was over, she's going back to Masjid al-Aqsa.
Beware of fraudulent copies of this and other media products. Fraudulent copies prevent and destroy the possibility of future productions. Help us to continue providing you with digital media products. Buy a genuine copy.
For all your CD needs, contact Simtek Islamic CDs. 082-500-9111. Simtek Islamic CDs. Manufacturers and distributors of Islamic audio and media CDs.
So I asked her, how long are you here, sister? She says, ثَلَاثَ لَيَالٍ سَوِيَّا. I've been here for, this all verses of the Quran, and each one elaborates in its own way. I've been here for the last 3 days. I told her, oh sister, you don't have any food, what do you eat? So she says, هُوَ يُطِعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ. Allah feeds me and Allah gives me water. So then I asked her, how do you make wuzu? You don't have water. فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً فَتَيَمَّمُوا صَعِيدًا. That if you don't have water, you make tayammum.